yep, get a job.
When I say get ready, that means it's time for me to do a dancing break. Doing the mashed potato. Yeah, that's what we got going on here. And right now on the Newsline, we are pleased to be joined by Crystal Vollmer. It's Jobs Wednesday, and we are talking with the folks from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. I made you chuckle, didn't I, Crystal?
Yes, you did. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, we're pumped up. There are folks out there who we know are looking for jobs. Maybe they're really needy. Maybe they're just looking for a job transition, but they're interested. So tell us what you have.
Okay, so this week we have over 1,000 new jobs in the El Paso County area for jobs. Most of these jobs are in the healthcare sector, along with Ant Credit Union and Goodwill and some DOD positions.
So a big scattering of different sorts of industries that people might be interested in. And that's very intriguing when you get that wide of a range of different sorts of things, not just the service industry, which we know the service industry looking to perhaps be suffering a little bit starting at 5 p.m. in El Paso County on Friday. So perhaps some of those folks will be looking at these. So we know that you offer a lot of job services at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. When the new level red restrictions go into effect Friday evening, is that going to change how you operate?
Well, no, not really, Shannon, because we're always doing things virtually. So we're just going to pivot and follow the same rules that they're asking the community to do, but still helping the community out. Our temporary location at 1049 North Academy will be open on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We're going to pivot our hiring events to virtual. We have a new platform. It's a few months old, so it's just allowing the businesses to continue to hire. For example, December the 1st, we have PCSI. They will be hiring for grounds maintenance workers and custodial positions starting at $14.50. That will be within our virtual platform from 8:30 to 3:30. So check that out and then get your account set up. It takes a few minutes. I tried it myself yesterday. Post your resume and then be online and ready to go. Additionally, on December the 1st, we have District 49 with us, again, virtually, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They are looking to hire drivers. Pay starts at $14.06 an hour, and that, again, is in District 49. They're having a housing boom, one of the fastest-growing school districts, competitive pay, health benefits, weekends off, and a retirement plan. And then the following week, on December the 7th, we have Charter Spectrum with us virtually from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., hiring customer service and billing representative positions. Pay starts at $16.50 an hour, plus shift differential, depending upon the shift you're looking for. And their next class of new hires start December the 18th. And then additionally, on December the 7th, we have a manufacturer employer with us, Microchip. So they'll be with us virtually from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. again on December the 7th, hiring for production specialists, technicians, and engineers. So that's a good variety of positions for us. And so that's what we're going to be doing over the next month or so. While our levels are high, we're just going to pivot to virtual while still offering some in-person services on those days of week. So see our website, ppwfc.org.
I was going to mention that ppwfc.org is a great resource. And also folks can reach out and give you a call if they need to, correct, at 719-667-3700, right?
Definitely. Yes, ma'am. We're
Perfect.
Open today.
Perfect. All right. Well, Crystal Vollmer, thank you so much for helping us mark Jobs Wednesday and hopefully light the fire to get people some new jobs out there.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you too, Crystal.